News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Good morning from Dan, and not Dalton again today, but it's Sean Sullivan in for Dalton, who became a daddy again yesterday.
Big daddy.
1:32 in the afternoon.
Now, 1:36, Dan.
1:36. I don't get the name right, and I didn't get the time right.
So,
but 1:36, a little girl named Peyton.
No, I'm going to call her Amelia.
She's Peyton Amelia.
I'm going to call her Amelia. I can't say that other word.
He was a good quarterback at Dalton's favorite, University of Tennessee. And their wife has no problem with that.
She's not. I mean, she's a South fan. They're both South fans. Went South.
Yeah, South so. Hasn't had a quarterback of the reputation of Peyton Manning, I don't think so far.
Manning's were all right with the sports, the football. They did okay.
He didn't.
That's all. There. Is that good? Is that by Christmas? I'm being positive about Tennessee player.
Yes.
I'm getting over that.
Alabama beats him every year. I don't know why he got such a problem with UT.
Because Phil Fulmer.
You're a historian on hating Tennessee.
Yes, I had to go old school when I was a student, and I was more like my friend's parents. Like when I was a student, so I started in 90, the university, graduated in 95. Y'all can give me my grief here that it took me an extra semester to get out. But and I worked in radio the last 3 years, so I did have a full-time gig. But I just focused on some of the things that were going on back then with Tennessee, and I like the people that graduated in the 60s and 70s from Alabama. I was all about some Tennessee hate. It's about the only thing, and I don't really even hate them. I like that word is strange to me, but that's the one I pick. So there it is, and the Peyton thing. At least it wasn't Baby Fulmer. You know, it was Baby Fulmer I'd have a lot of trouble with.
That would be a chunky little baby to name after Phil Fulmer.
You're right.
So anyway, probably not a surprise to anybody. Americans hoping packages are going to arrive on time. You know, you're sweating it out today with UPS.
Well, they couldn't get the mail-in ballots on time. So
there's that too.
Tickle me Elmo. What chance does he have?
So probably not much of a chance. So you're waiting on those packages right now, and you're thinking, please let them come in, and I'll wrap them up and all that kind of stuff. You're waiting on FedEx or UPS or even the U.S. Postal Service. I don't know. The story seems to imply that there's a lot of factors involved in why the mail's kind of bogged down, and the vaccine is one of them. Is that possible?
Are they running fewer people because of social? I don't know these things. I have no idea. You're throwing this at me brand new.
Increased demand during the holiday rush.
Well, yeah, because nobody. That is not correct.
Nobody's shopping as much.
Plenty of people are shopping. Plenty of people are on Airport Boulevard. But there's a lot of people buying things online. They got to get those things in, maybe higher than normal. These are guesses here.
No, but also the government is entrusting companies with life-saving vaccine deliveries, and that means there's been some errors, and there's been kind of the vaccine has to be factored into what's going through the Postal Service.
They're mailing the vaccine. It has to be kept at negative 70. How are they
deliveries? I guess, but in some way. That's why I'm asking you. They're tying the bogged up.
But
you're not getting tickle me Elmo because of the vaccine. I don't know.
Maybe the trucks that would transport the vaccine would have to be super cold, just like, by the way, the freezers are at Dippin' Dots. They would have to be, unless I'm missing something, if it has to be kept at negative 70 or whatever for the Pfizer vaccine, then
negative
you couldn't.
91.
It's not going to be, I don't think it's going to be stacked in a dual bobtail trailer rolling down I-10.
Well, what is capable of keeping that vaccine that cold?
Dry ice. I mean, you could pack these things in dry ice, I would think. These are just guesses. But what I'll do in the next 10 days, I'll learn that, and I will process that information. I'll be able to regurgitate it.
Well, I guess the story is right now that you probably... There's a chance that you're going to be short a few presents under the tree this year because the mail has been slower than usual.
I've been so bad.
The U.S. Postal Service, the U.S. Postal Service delivers hundreds of millions of packages every year, every holiday season. But the agency has been in dire straits in 2020, receiving $10 billion from the U.S. Department of the Treasury in order to continue operating. Well, of course, That's that's an older story. That we heard that before the election. And you brought up the election there as well. So anyway, if you don't get exactly what you're looking for right now, and even if you're the one that's going to wrap it and give it to somebody else, that present may not get to you today. This is the final day, and it might not make it.
Yeah, if you're if you're looking to shop for me, just look to the government agency, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and now Explosives. I like all those things.
I know that
not bureaus, but alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives.
I know that for a fact.
I want to point this out, too, before we go any further. Matt wished us a Merry Christmas for two archaic legends. The legend part is nice, but the archaic. Are we archaic?
I've never been considered archaic in the past, maybe Matt's thought of me as archaic this whole time, and
so
I didn't know
we're
it.
Archaic legends. So I'll take the legend part. Thank you, Matt. Merry Christmas.
I'll take legend no matter what you want to put in front of it. That's fine with me. 12 minutes after 8 o'clock, you were on top of the CARES Act deadline.
Yeah.
You were talking about this over and over, saying they shouldn't have a deadline at the end of the year.
Yeah.
That's stupid. I said this morning, it's like getting funds. It's like spending your funds for hurricane season before you know what damage is going to be done, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, the bill in question that everybody's hopping up and down about that may not even get passed, does extend the CARES Act. So that's a big deal, and it's inside that bill, and a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, and, 5,600 pages of this. What was not in there? Liability protection for business. That's something Mitch McConnell said. I've been following this thing the whole time. He said was going to be in. And when they had the Senate draft, he said that was something solid. People I talked to on the air were like, yeah, of course that'll make it through, because we haven't gotten the state coverage of liability, because there was no special session.
Mm-hmm.
That may, they did, the governor had her executive order, which we can argue about overstepping the bounds of the executive branch, to make it to where we don't pay taxes on the first stimulus check we got.
Right.
That came out
like a week ago?
Yeah. So, but another thing that was, I think, key there is getting liability protection for business from frivolous, not real, but frivolous COVID lawsuits. And that's not in the federal bill, and they still haven't got anything done at the state level. By the way, too, Carla, thank you, said vaccines are being shipped by UPS and FedEx.
Well, there you go.
U.S. Postal Service is picking up their extra packages. So they're taking the extra. And I know that I see USPS, and been seeing this for a while, deliver for those companies, like on the weekend. Or
right.
They've taken, so that's fine if they can get some money coming to the Postal Service like that. That's a good thing. Also, before we go to the news here shortly, I want to tell everybody that the tradition is still alive. And I'm inundated with the question. I guess y'all assume I'm going to do it because people have not been covering me in the questions this morning. But the Christmas Eve tradition at FM Talk 106.5.
Yes.
Of the whiskey speech.
I love it.
The whiskey speech and the telling of the whiskey speech, which is a speech that was delivered in the Mississippi, or as the guy says, Mississippi legislature, when they were debating alcohol, whether to allow the sale of alcohol in Mississippi way back then. Well, about 15 years ago, a younger legislator came out and redid the speech of Noah Soggy Sweat, who was a state legislator probably 60 years ago in Mississippi, and they recount this whiskey speech, which is, to me, when I hear the rhetoric that comes from politicians where they're for and against the same thing, and we go back and we say, wait a second, you were for it, but you're against it. Which one is it? This is an example.
This is the example.
This is, if you're looking for the example of how to take a subject and be on for it and against it as a politician, this speech, it's about a couple minutes long. We'll play it for you. You hear it. It's a classic, and it is a Christmas Eve tradition here at FM Talk 106.5.
So. My question is, did Noah Soggy Sweat, did he understand, was he trying to be funny at the time? Because if he wasn't, that'd be even...
It'd be funnier, but I think what he was doing was showing his fellow members of the legislature how they may be sounding to him.
So we'll
get that here before we end the hour.
If that's the case, then it absolutely is brilliant, and we can play that anytime this hour. But it is really worth listening to.
Whiskey speech, y'all don't miss it.
It's kind of like a comedy cut on a comedy album or something like that.
It is, but it's something that really was delivered in front of the Mississippi legislature.
Can we do it next?
Yeah, sure.
All right. FM Talk 106.5. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. Mobile Mornings with Dan. Dalton will be back soon enough. Sean Sullivan in for Dalton. 16 after 8. Brett and Sean Sullivan in for Dalton Orwig on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. I don't think I'm out of line here, Sean. I think that a driving factor today, later in the day, is going to be the wind.
Yes, literally.
You're going to be on the bayway. You're going to be in a real wide open area. Wind is going to be really whistling around and maybe even affecting your drive a little bit. Two hands on the wheel.
Put a technical term on it like we do. All of us have fish out of Dolphin Island. Wind's so bad, it blew the dog off the chain.
That's great. That is great.
Be one of those. All right, so we mentioned, and we'll get to this, the whiskey speech, and it's a tradition here at FM Talk 106.5. We appreciate those traditions, a Christmas Eve tradition. Why it ends up on Christmas, I don't know, but it just happened that way.
Well, Christmas, a little present.
Yeah, it's a Christmas present.
The president of political doublespeak, right?
Yes, and maybe they should play this before each the reconvening of the Congress. Mm. So coming up January 6th.
Just a little primer.
Before we get to addressing the business of the people of the United States of America, which they don't do, we're going to play this speech and let y'all listen to it and soak it in. So here it is. Here's what it sounds like. This is the aforementioned whiskey speech.
I sound like an ad. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? To truly appreciate this classic 315 words, you must remember it was written over 50 years ago when the sale of whiskey was illegal in Mississippi. We sold it, we drank it, we taxed it. We even elected a statewide public official to collect the tax. People staggered to the polls to vote dry was the common saying. It was the most controversial of all subjects to ask a candidate for public office, especially a candidate for the legislature. This speech was written and delivered by N.S. Soggy Sweat while he was a member of the Mississippi House of Representatives from Alcorn County. My friends, I had not intended to discuss this controversial subject at this particular time. However, I want you to know that I do not shun controversy. On the contrary, I will take a stand on any issue at any time, regardless of how fraught with controversy it might be. You have asked me how I feel about whiskey. All right, this is how I feel about whiskey. If when you say whiskey, you mean the devil's brew, the poison scourge, the bloody monster that defiles innocence, dethrones reason, destroys the home, creates misery and poverty, yea, literally takes the bread from the mouths of little children. If you mean the evil drink that topples a Christian man and woman from the pinnacles of righteous, gracious living into the bottomless pit of degradation and despair and shame and helplessness and hopelessness, then certainly I am against it. But if when you say whiskey, you mean the oil of conversation, the philosophic wine, the ale that puts a song in their hearts and laughter on their lips and a warm glow of contentment in their eyes, if you mean Christmas cheer, if you mean the stimulating drink that puts a skip into the old gentleman's step on a frosty Christmas morning, if you mean the drink when it enables a man to magnify his joy and his happiness and to forget, if only for a little while, life's great tragedies and heartaches and sorrows, if you mean the drink, the sale of which pours into our treasury untold millions of dollars which are used to provide tender care for our little crippled children, our blind, our deaf, our pitifully aged and infirm, to build highways, hospitals, and schools, then certainly I'm for it. This is my stand. I will not retreat from it. I will not compromise.
And there it is. You know, the original must have been something, the way he wrote it.
Yes.
But that guy to do that, 15 years ago?
Yeah.
Great performance.
An amazing performance. And the words, they came from back then, Representative Soggy Sweat. Soggy nickname for Representative Sweat. So and it is, I'd say, the best example of what we talk about all the time. I would challenge that this speech might be made by people going into this session in Montgomery talking about the lottery or gambling.
I was going to say, what is that subject today?
Gambling in Alabama.
Gambling in Alabama. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, circumlocution, right? It's a circular discussion where he, by the way, Soggy Sweat, in doing that, right, he was on the record, Dan.
He's impassioned both ways.
Oh, he was passionate, and he was not for or against anything. So it was the ambiguity of the speech, the laying out of the case for and against, and when that's finished, you've spoken on the matter.
Yes,
Representative Sweat, you have said nothing.
Well,
he said everything
because the arguments on each side, if they were separate, say it was two different people,
right?
You would say, wow, that's taking one thing and not agreeing at all what it is.
Yes.
And he did it as just Soggy Sweat himself.
Yes.
And I guess he was trying to entertain but he brilliantly written.
It is awesome. And you asked what the motivation was of Representative Sweat back then. I think it was to be on record in the debate. I think maybe a little wink and a nudge to political speak out there. I mean, he accomplished several things at the same time. And by the way, too, I'm seeing people on the text line with their favorite parts of it over the years. Yes, Ben says the oil of conversation is one of the best lines ever written.
I've never heard that before. But it may
go over the, if I ever have my own, like we have it up in a cabinet over the oven, but if I ever have like my own wet bar thing at the house, I may have a sign made, home of the oil of conversation.
Indeed.
But it's a that is the famous whiskey speech and a Christmas Eve tradition here at FM Talk 106.5. And think about that. So when we keep that in mind, when they start back February 2nd in Montgomery, and maybe the lotto discussion comes up, and somebody comes up and tells you they'll do their own version of the whiskey speech. It'll be the lotto speech.
They may do their own version without realizing they're doing their own version.
Correct. Which would be funnier if they knew and they were doing it, but it might be funnier for us if they're ignorant to it.
Exactly, which they may be. So they're talking about February now. Is that nailed down? Yes?
Just put me on record. So that's when it's supposed to happen.
Okay.
Been a while. They're constitutionally bound to do it. The question is, can they use some of the CARES Act money to rent out other venues in Montgomery where they can socially distance more? And part of it is, too, this is
the
real
world. The legislature's going to look like a flea market?
Yeah, well, they have their own booth and go through. They can't do it remotely by the laws. They have to meet. They have to be in person. So they got to do that. And you have, and I understand it. I understand the political game. Democrats are going to be dragging their feet now, and some it might be a real concern over COVID. Some it might be a real concern of a Republican supermajority as exists in the House and Senate. Why go back to not have your bills passed?
Right. That's
whiskey speech, y'all. Share it with the family and friends. It's Christmas tradition.
Where can someone find that?
You go to YouTube. I think it's on YouTube. Okay. Yeah.
FM Talk 106.5, 8:30 with Dan and Sean. FM Talk 106.5 at 8:36 with Dan Brennan. Dalton Orwig is with his newborn baby, which
That's
is awesome.
Right.
Louis Arata is with some brand new cars at McConnell Automotive. Dalton and I-65. Louis, how are you?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. Congratulate Dalton. That's pretty cool.
Yep, it really is. Merry Christmas, by the way.
Merry Christmas to everybody out there from McConnell Automotive. You know, we're going to be open today for a little bit, and we're going to be open again Saturday. So try to get everybody out there, and y'all can check everything out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. You see something nice, call Gene or I. We'll tell you all about it. We'll send you a little video and try to get you in there and make you have a great ride. Don't forget, the GM employee pricing on the new stuff. Man, that's just a great deal. And want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. Everybody be careful out there, and come on by and see us. Or, like I said, we'll be open Saturday, so come on by then.
And if you just want to check out online, I know you've had a lot of trade-ins lately, so you've got them posted, and people can get a look at what you've got in the used lot.
That's right. I mean, we've got some great trades. We've got a bunch of diesel trucks. You know, you're looking for a diesel truck, we've got them. Just check them out online at McConnellAutomotive.com.
Thank you, Louie.
Thank you.
Louie Arata, he'll sell your car in no time. McConnellAutomotive.com and also McConnell Automotive Dolphin and I-65.
All right, and it's time to check in with our buddy Rob Holbert from Lanyap, lanyapmobile.com. And as people talk about, oh my gosh, I've got some last-minute shopping I've got to do, some gifts I've got to get, what can I do online? You can give something local online, right, Rob?
That's right. Easy way. There's nobody in your way. There's no lines. There's enough. You can buy somebody a subscription to Lanyap. It is a wonderful gift. And you get a free T-shirt.
Yeah, and it is a quality T-shirt. It's not the thin undershirt kind, right?
Yeah, you're gonna have this T-shirt for years. Yeah, you know, 15 years from now, your wife's gonna be saying, please throw that thing away.
It's not a Johnny.
It's a good one.
Yeah, like a Johnny Musso tearaway jersey from the 70s. Where you say, how did it get away?
This isn't one of those thin things that, you know. This is not the kind of T-shirt you'd want to have in a wet T-shirt contest.
When running backs get away today, they actually got away. Back in the 70s, Sean, they had tearaway jerseys.
That's right.
And they were down, but they didn't quite get them down.
Somebody's left with a fistful of jersey.
Yeah, right.
Rob, let's talk about that. If they want to get signed, just go to lanyapmobile.com, or where do they go?
Well, if you want to give a gift, and you can give it to yourself as well, you can go to thegiftoflocalnews.com. Is one easy way. Just go straight there, and you can get signed up. We're knocking 2 months off of the year, off of the yearly price. So it's even less than 21 cents a day now, and you can do that and then also give the gift. And you can set it to yourself as well if you want, if you've been good. So you know, it's a great way to do it. It's a great way to help support local news. It really helps us when our local folks do that. It's not much money for you on a daily basis, but it really does help the newspaper keep rocking and rolling and investigating things you want us to get out there and chase around.
Yeah, and I know there's so many of those stories, and I appreciate the investigative journalism y'all do, and I think the majority of TV media appreciates y'all finding the stories.
No kidding.
As well. And I want to say on one of them that when you started talking about this earlier in the year, I did the old head swing back and say what? And y'all continue to report on the story out of the bayou, and now there's some, and I know this is not the front page and the feature story for this week, but I do want to talk about that. Can you bring people up to date, kind of what's happened with that?
Yeah, if everybody remembers, there was a couple, Virginia Huddleston and Daryl Wilson. They were husband and wife. They were running the Safe Harbor housing program down there, and they were given a very, very generous contract by the board, and also they had set up a lump sum $4.1 million retirement for these folks, and they were attempting to sell the only piece of property that the housing board has for roughly $4.1 million and just give it to them, essentially. So the whole board quit. There's a criminal investigation, and then last week, I guess about a week and a half ago, the current board civilly has sued the couple as well as the former board members. So there's a civil suit going on as well.
How murky does this thing get? Let me follow the dots here and tell me where I'm wrong. The former board signed off on everything they were getting, she being in charge of the whole thing and he being pretty much the maintenance guy?
Yes.
So the former board signed off on their riches. So what am I missing here?
That's the question. I mean, you know, why would they do something like that? So they paid these two people. So she made about 120. He made 89. So between the two of them, they're making close to 210 a year. They gave them each a $39,000. A $69,000 bonus.
Mm-hmm.
So they got another $138,000 in bonus money last year. And then they also signed off on this crazy this crazy retirement that just, you know, basically it was just going to give them $4 million. And so you have to ask yourself, why would anybody do that? Why would an attorney draw that up? Why would the board do it? Why was that done this way? And that's the question everybody's trying to find out right now. Also, somewhere in the whole mix, too, there are two brand-new Ford F-150 trucks that nobody can find.
Well, it's like your keys. You can lose those things. You know, they're in the junk drawer or something like that. Well, and that's just one of the many stories this year, but the one that has had me most fascinated. And if y'all wouldn't have been doing your thing, we wouldn't be talking about it. So,
I think that's one of the most interesting stories of my entire life. I mean, as a journalist, it is the strangest thing. I've never seen anything like it. It is it's amazing.
Rob, I think it's going to be really interesting when we find out what the answers are to the questions we're asking right now. We're just beginning to get interested in this. So when we finally get the answers, then we're in the end zone.
I keep thinking it's going to be like that commercial where the guy, husband and wife, walk outside and there's two trucks in the driveway.
Anybody can afford that, right?
Hey, you know, I got you some cufflinks. Hey, let me show you what I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't bother to ask you. Here's some trucks.
Mine's red.
Yeah. There you go.
Here's $100,000 worth of truck.
Yeah.
And the here's a book for the note on the truck. All right. Let's talk about new issue of Landyap out on the streets now. Just in time for Christmas, a picture of a hypodermic needle and looks like some vaccine. That's Christmas tidings.
Festive Christmas picture of a needle on the cover. Yes. About people obviously getting the vaccine locally. You know, Dale Leese went out and wrote about the vaccine being distributed, people getting it. Of course, mostly at this point, medical staff, and they're doing it. So, and then, you know, also kind of a plan of where things are going to go. But this is Christmas 2020. You know, everybody's hoping for a shot for Christmas.
That's what, the kids have been clamoring, really. To have, they said, Dad, if we can
Mommy,
get the vaccine here.
Hoping to find, I got the Pfizer one.
By the way, are you with me on that, Rob? Can we have a little side conversation that at some point in our future, I've been feeling this is coming, that there will be trash talk about which vaccine you get.
That'll be like
Ford and Chevy.
Yeah.
People be like, oh, they're running that Pfizer stuff. We don't do anything but Moderna in our house.
You got the Moderna one?
Kids getting teased at school. Like they don't have
they don't have
Levi's,
cool
they have Lee jeans or Granimals or something.
It'll be you'll be like wearing Wranglers and everybody's got their 501.
Yeah, your parents don't love you. They just gave you the Moderna. They didn't give you the Pfizer vaccine.
So it's only 94% effective.
That's right.
That extra cent. That extra percent. You know, I think there's going to be some one-upmanship when it comes to that.
All right, we'll talk about this when we come back from the break, too. I want to get into some of the city politics for 2021. I know we're here at the end of 2020, and you still kind of feel like we are involved in the presidential and the general election, but we'll have some municipal stuff to talk about here in 2021.
Absolutely, we are. It's going to be a big year.
All right, coming right back. More with Rob Hulbert from Landyap.
Why everybody talks about, like, once it becomes 2021, everything's fine.
I don't think it is.
Because we're so enamored with
you. Ha ha, you got Moderna.
It's 8:45 at FM Talk, 106.5. Dan, Sean in for Dalton, Rob Hulbert from Landyap, and we're back after this. It is 8:50 at FM Talk, 106.5. Sean, here's the question of the day. So Zach and his girlfriend have made it from Virginia Beach. Joseph and Rachel live downtown. They're coming out to our place today.
These are the children.
We've got the passes. Are we going to go to Magic Christmas and Lights tonight?
Oh, yeah.
On the coldest night of the year.
Yeah, that's because it kind of... Remember, I'm the guy that likes the cold weather for Christmas, though, so I would say yes.
Okay. Well, I'm not the lead vote on this, by the way. Rob Hulbert with Landyap is... he's the lead on a lot of these stories you can find at landyapmobile.com. Where are we going here, Sean?
All right, so... A couple things here. Of course, we're talking about the new Landyap, and we're talking about the vaccine, but the look forward to 2020, which will still include, which, by the way, vaccine-wise, David said here, everybody knows the cool kids are waiting on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. If you get the Pfizer or Moderna, you're just a shill for the government. Johnson & Johnson is the real stuff. Wait till this gets to the point that it'll be like liquor ads and magazines and stuff. It'll be an attractive couple, and she's like, are you Moderna? Or something like that. Yeah. No, it's so.
Yeah. They'll be meeting in bars. There'll be singles parties at bars, and, you know, it's like, you know, the Moderna people can't come in.
Or will this be on, will they buy NASCAR? Will there be Moderna vaccine, Pfizer vaccine? All right.
It'll definitely be a vaccine car.
Driving the number 23 Moderna car.
Yeah.
All right. So we talk in 2021, and I know it's, people are like, man, aren't we politicked out right now? But no, here at a municipal level, we're going straight back into it. And in that case, we're talking about the Mobile municipal election for mayor.
You know, Sean, when we were kids and you said 2021, we were supposed to be like, you know, flying around by now, not worrying about this kind of stuff. But yes, we're back to politics. You know, it's going to be an interesting year. Of course, we have a mayoral race coming up. We have a city council race is coming up in Mobile. So it's going to be a big deal for us, and we already have two announced mayoral candidates in Councilman Fred Richardson and Municipal Judge Carlos Finley. And so the expectation, of course, still is that Mayor Sandy Stimson will get back in the race, and it should be an interesting one for sure.
Yeah, we look at when people announce. You know, you had Councilman Fred Richardson a year out announcing, and then you had, of course, most recently with Judge Carlos Finley announcing they're in. Is it, when we look at like national elections or even state elections, people announce early because of fundraising, right? They want to be in for the most time. Is that as big a deal or any deal at all at a mayoral level?
You know, I guess it is. I think when you really have no money on hand, it probably is a bigger deal. You know, you've got to spend your time raising money when you can. Of course, there's only certain times you can raise that money. You can't just, you're not allowed to take money, you know, just all the time.
Right.
So
you've got to announce, right.
That.
You announce that you're running, right? And then at that point you can start soliciting, or am I wrong on that?
I can't remember how it works exactly, but I know there are time frames, but you're not supposed to just be having constant fundraising. So I think it's within the year's frame of the election, I believe. So, you know, you start running, and, you know, those guys obviously don't have the war chest that Stimson will have. And, you know, so it's easier for him to wait, I think. And also he can raise more money in just a second, I think, than either one of them will be able to raise. They'll have to really get out there and hustle more, I think, especially Fred. I think we'll have a little harder time, too. Although, you know, the thing that nobody really talks about is who's going to, you know, I think Fred will probably have the Sam Jones machine behind him.
Okay.
You know, I'm almost positive he will. And, you know, that still is there. You know, that still, in Democratic politics locally, there's still the New South Coalition, Sam Jones, and that group that still have a lot of ability to get out the vote and get money. So I suspect Fred will benefit from that.
Rob, in a city the size of Mobile, or maybe it's got to do more specifically with Mobile itself, if there's a key to running and winning in an election like the mayor of Mobile, if there's one key, what is it?
I think the big key for people in Mobile that I've seen is that people on, you know, and when I say both sides, we know that, I mean, in Mobile, it's more or less black and white issue. And both sides have to feel like the mayor is taking care of things that are important to them. And there's, of course, there are always going to be people on both sides, regardless of which mayor it is, that don't feel like that's happening. But, you know, I think when you look back, at Dow's, you know, his success in the past were that, you know, was that enough of White Mobile found that he thought he was doing things for them, and enough of White Mobile did. I think where Sam Jones ran into trouble with re-election was he didn't do enough for for the black constituency, and I think a lot of people lost faith in that, you know, in what he was doing there. So the question of where Stimson is, you know, that will be answered. Yes, he, you know, he did well again last time, being Sam Jones, but Sam, I think, is kind of worn out as a mayoral candidate at that point as well. So, you know, Carlos is a good candidate. Fred I don't think Fred's a very serious candidate, in my opinion. I don't think that he's very electable, but he's going to run. So, you know, the question of whether it gets to a runoff, whether he makes a runoff, or whether Carlos makes a runoff, that's the question.
There it is. A lot to talk about with that heading to the elections in August, right? Yeah, August.
Yep.
Yeah, so we'll be watching that, of course, talk about it here and reading about it in Lanyap. And I don't know, just an idea here, Pollyanna of me, but you know how you serve both white and black constituencies and Asian, everybody else, Pacific Islander, everybody else, and just do good for the people of Mobile, and then it all...
Well, that's the thing. That really is it.
Silly talk out of me, but...
And take care of things, and I think that you know, the rising tide lifts all boats type thing, and I think it's a lot of it. But there are certainly some specific things that can be done in all communities that would help. And certainly, that's some areas of town that are pretty beat down. If nobody does anything down there, then it shows.
There we go. I want to remind folks, too, when they check out the new Lanyap or do it online, it's a beautiful, beautiful poem. Rob has rewritten "'Twas the Night Before Christmas."
Oh, boy.
Every now and then I launch into one of these things. And, you know, I always... Ashley comes in and says, "Are you going to do that?" And I'm like, "No, I'm not doing it. It's so hard. It takes forever." And then that got me going, because she basically planted the seed in my mind and then more or less challenged me to do it. So then I did it. And I'm like, it takes forever to do these butchering of the night before Christmas.
But it's not,
done it once again.
No, it's fantastic. And y'all will check out. I guess there's so many lines in here to talk about. But I mean, when I heard, "Now Kleenex, now cough drops, now swab test and vaccine, on COVID, on Q-tip, on snot rag, and codeine," you had me. You had me, Rob. I appreciate
it,
man.
I appreciate it.
Hey, Merry Christmas to the whole crew there, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Y'all have a Merry Christmas.
You got it, Rob. Thanks, man.
There he is.
I'm hoping with the Lanyap.
LanyapMobile.com. Check him out. Great gift idea. Jeff Forshow Show on the way next. Merry Christmas, Dan.
Merry Christmas.
I'm going to come help you with the faucet.
I think I've got it per instruction.